Yes, good morning. Mark is currently entertaining in his mental environment the thought, the possibility that I, Seth, I'm feeling disappointed, perhaps, that our free lectures are coming to an end. But let me remind you, Mark, and our audience, that these communications have continued over the many generations, for hundreds, thousands of years. And those of you who are listening on your physical telephone may, if you wish, continue this discussion on the subtle levels in the telepathic network by tuning in with your metaphorical tools, be it the non-physical radio dial that we described in the last book, or any of your metaphorical tools that you store in your metaphorical toolbox. We are having fun with words, Mark and I, recently, as we complete our third book together. And so, no, I am not disappointed. I'm not feeling low. Let us speak for several minutes on differences, perceived differences between, shall we say, the Seth entity through the ages, various other non-physical beings, what you might call masters, various guides. What are these differences? As you, in quotes, see them. Might I suggest that each of you perceives this entity, this energy personality essence that you know as Seth, in different ways. I am well aware that many of you think of me as a grandfather figure. Now, in my collaboration with my first subject, indeed, these are the personality aspects, you might say, through which I transmitted my communication stream to Jane, so that in a very natural way, many of you perceived that it was perhaps your long-lost grandfather coming through in some way. Now, these are your projections. Yes, it is true. I create what you might call the context for these projections onto my manifestation of this personality essence. So they are your individual projections, and you interpret my communication stream in your individual ways, according to life experiences. Personality attributes, temperament, etc., etc., etc. Some have called me a fictitious character, a ghost, as it were, revealing their own projection process in the process. All of us, all of the non-physical beings, and there are many of us currently directing our communication streams at you in physical reality, do so in what you might call a spontaneous fashion. It is your agendas that are revealed in your interpretation of this information, so that when some of the cynics, critics, what we are calling the naysayers, in a friendly way, refer to this collaborative effort between Mark and I as somehow illegitimate, invalid, a hoax. Do you see how they reveal their personality structure, in a sense, their own agendas? Last week we spoke of another non-physical being, a guide who's well thought of in my circles, a guide who instructs many thousands of you currently. This entity is a very different presentation as compared to this presentation of ours. Entities are different. Entities, these gestalts of consciousness, as we call them, are different, for they are created from a different, what you might call, amalgam of mental constructs, energy constructs, thoughts, ideas, and images. So you might think of us as all of us, these non-physical entities, as members of the same family, shall we say, all that is. And yet we are individual. We have our individual ways of approaching you. For example, when I first contacted my, what we were calling my first subject, though she was obviously not my first subject, but for purposes of these discussions, Jane was my first subject. I was very, in quotes, proactive. I was waiting for an opportunity for her to... become involved. Mark is searching for the words here. In a meditation practice of some sort. So that I could contact her and begin the project. The project with Jane was many, many years in the making, so to speak. In what you might call previous lifetimes, she and I made the commitment to create what you know as the Seth material. Now, as I told Mark, shortly after we began our current project, it was in previous lives that Cass and he made the commitment to pursue this project with me. And they made a commitment to wait until they were in their 50s. Now the reasons for this are too personal to describe over this telephone. I tell you this just to illustrate how the process of contact and communications with the guides occurs. It is individual to the individual, in a manner of speaking. There is no perfect way to do it. But know this. Your guides are awaiting contact from you. In a sense, they're standing behind you, looking over your shoulder, waiting for you to make that gesture. Often, it is simply a brief revision of belief that is entailed here, so that the possibilities open up for you. Briefly, as I said. And then typically your guide will attempt communication, possibly while you are in a very relaxed state, when you are open. Sometimes it takes several of these attempts at communication before we are noticed, so to speak. But then, when that moment of recognition occurs, your awakening is accelerated. So that it becomes easier and easier to accept these sorts of phenomena. Until it is a mundane aspect of your existence until you are literally, as I suggested to Mark in an interview long ago, or you two, while you're in conversation with one of your colleagues or friends, to take a time out to receive a communication from your guides and then re-enter the conversation utilizing this information, what we are calling divine information, in your conversation. Many of you are involved in these sorts of communications as we speak. This type of thing will become commonplace over the next several years as more and more of you reach out to your guides, as more and more of you lift those barriers and perceive these helpers who have been around you from birth, not only in this lifetime, but in all of your simultaneous lives. The same, what you might call tribe of helpers and friends are with you in this spacious moment that is your ongoing existence. Now, these are our subjects in the new material. Establishing contact and communication with your guides. Exploring fourth dimensional reality and the other dimensions. That is what we are talking about now. These are concepts familiar to the New Agers among you. These are rapidly becoming mainstream issues, really. Mark has described to me the work of a person in your Congress in the U.S. who is quite obviously in contact with his guides. I can tell you now that there are more than one in your Congress who are communicating with their higher selves, who are receiving direction from the divine, in a manner of speaking. So this awakening of yours is, in quotes, back on track. Whereas just a few months ago, we could not say this with any amount of surety. The probabilities for a manifestation, consensus reality, in the positive arena, as we call it, is intensified. It's becoming, in quotes, more probable. More and more of you are opening up to these messages. You as a race are becoming awake. Now, the hologram that I will send to you today Because this is quite possibly our final lecture in this series. Contains the essence of all of my inserts that I've transmitted into your mental environment. Listener to these words. So that this will be a very potent idea construct. It will contain the seeds to your awakening. If you wish to receive this transmission in an open way, what does this mean? It means without fear. It means with courage. It means with loving understanding, and so on. We will transmit it now. As usual,